We continue Be'ezer Hashem's bar Kitzah Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Pei Beis Sif Yud Beis Mishin is Chalchol Kelev Beis Mishta Kedoyma. Somebody whose garments or anything like that got exchanged at a wedding hall, etc. Harezel Lo Yishtamish BeKelim Elu. You're not allowed to use somebody else's clothing or whatever when they're not his, because this is considered in the halacha a situation of shoyl shlamidas, borrowing without permission, that the halacha treats that person as a gazlan. Even if the person intends to give it back, the halacha is that you shouldn't use it. And even if it wasn't your fault, the other person took your object and left you his, the other person took something of yours by mistake and left you his, still you're not allowed to take somebody else's kalim. And therefore, if you see that a garment of yours is missing in a shul, or your coat, your hat, and you see other coats or hats that look like yours, you're not allowed to take them, even if though they look very similar, and it's safe to assume that that person took yours because they thought it's his. And if you take him, you're not allowed to use it. However, if it remains like this for long enough time that you can now believe that this person has no intention, doesn't realize about this exchange, then you can keep it. The Paiskim Darcha Shulchan talks about a case about umbrellas or galoshin that are worn over shoes that are not expensive, and people very often get them exchanged. And he wants to suggest that in such a case where it's raining and somebody took my umbrella and left his umbrella, and for me to have to leave without umbrella is very bothersome and I can ruin my clothing, then he says that maybe there's room for leniency. However, says the Rav Ozan, the Tshuva, that you have to know what type of an object is the Aruch HaShulchan talking about. He says the Aruch HaShulchan is only speaking about objects that are inexpensive. So I left your umbrella, my umbrella, or things like that that are not expensive. But if somebody, we're talking about a coat or a hat, then it's much more difficult to be lenient. So therefore, based on this halacha, says Rav Ozner, one has to be most careful when somebody's going to a coat room, there are many coats and hats and umbrellas, to always try to make sure that you're taking what belongs to yours. There's another halacha that the Paiskim say, that many times people leave things in public places, and the people, the gabayim, the people who will run these public places don't want to have a coat room full of hats and coats and umbrellas. So if they put up a sign that says very clearly that anything that's left here for longer than a certain amount of time will become the property of the owner of this place, then the halacha is, after that time passes, that the halacha is they could keep it. And when the person who lost it comes back, even though I lost my object, somebody who has a laundry, when he goes to pick up his suit, his coat, they give him somebody else's coat. Also, he's not allowed to wear it. He has to return it to the true owner, even though he lost his. Unless now this lost object is with him so long, it's enough time that the true owners could have looked and tried to find their object, and that they haven't, then you could wear it. It could be assumed that at this point, the laundry paid the owner for the object that he gave them that wasn't return to him, and now I can wear that coat or whatever. Sif you'd give Ma'aslanis Mishum Davish al Khaver Shlamidatoi. I can't have any benefit from something that belongs from somebody else without their permission. Av Bishabaroloi, even though I know for certain that Kishivada Libalov, when the true owners will become aware of this, Yismuchu V'yagilu Manava, so some will be most satisfied that I'm using their object because they like me so much. Mikamakim Asr, it's also for me to have any benefit from them without their permission. Lefikach, hanichnas lepardes aliganasa chaveroi. If I go into somebody else's garden, also look at Paris, I'm not allowed to take fruit, shloimidas abalim, without the owner's permission. Abi shabala pardes abalagina oyavoi v'roi shekanafshoi. Even though the owner of that garden is a very close friend of mine, uvavada yismach v'yadigil, he'll be most satisfied kishiyavad lo shenenas ami peresov, when he'll find out that I had benefit from his fruit. Bikamakim kimish achshiv ena yidei mezeh. Still, since right now he doesn't know about this, hareyu nena be'isser, I'm benefiting with isser, and I'm not allowed to do this. V'tzorach lahazel rabim shenchal mezeh. And this should be publicized to people who don't know this halacha, machmas chasar yediyah, because they don't know that this is the halacha when it actually is. This is only in a case where I'm taking something that's not usable again. I take a fruit. But let's say I use something that belongs to a friend of mine. And we're very close friends, and I know that he would not mind. He would actually be happy if I use it. And I'm not ruining it in any way by using it, using my friend's umbrella. Where he would be happy for me to use the umbrella and I'm not ruining the umbrella, there may be room for leniency. But if I'm holding something as a bekadim, I was asked to watch something, then the halacha is very strict that somebody who's asked to watch something may not use the object that he was asked to watch under any circumstances. Sifya Dalad, Mukamakam Mutta Leben Beisa Shal Adam, if somebody's part of the family, is allowed to give lit and prusal ani l'bnoi shel havoi. He could give a piece of bread to a poor person that comes to eat, or to the son of somebody who's a good friend of the place that I'm staying. Shabal bayis shlamidatoi, even without his permission. Fi shekanach nagu balabatim. This is the way that people act. Vein zanikra shlamidas abalim, and this is not considered that I'm doing something without the owner's permission. Kivin shekach nagu haba. This is the way people act. And everybody knows that this is the way people act. Somebody who's collecting tztaka is allowed to get a small amount of tztaka from a wife, even though the wife's husband is not aware that she gave the tztaka. Since this is the way people normally act, habalim, the husbands know shadakim b'kach, that their wives give tzedaka even without consulting with them, a small amount. If I have standard permission to eat fruit from somebody else's garden, this opens up a very interesting question. When somebody attends a wedding, a party, is he allowed to take food? So if he's taking his own portion, just he doesn't want to eat the portion there, he's not hungry or whatever, he's allowed to take it or give it away to somebody else. But if there's food put out on the table, that yes, everybody sitting by the table is allowed to take from that food, he could eat that food as he's sitting there, but he can't take that food home and he can't give that food to somebody else. However, after the party, that may be different. The leftovers that will go to the garbage anyway, there's more leniency that you could take that food or give it away. Sef Tazvav, Hamaitse Paris Beterech, somebody finds fruit on the road, Tachas Ilon, under a tree, Oishunayta Laderech, the tree is overhanging on the road, Imhein Paris Shadaka Lipam in Oilam, if these are the type of fruit that often fall off the tree, Ubenifilosam Hein the Musman, as they fall off the tree, they get unedible, or afilam nein masim, or even if they're not that inedible, ashroiv ayrim sham hemayv tekachavim. Most people walk by there are nokrim, or shaperes shaderach peres lachloi sham, or these are the type of fruit that animals eat. Vein ayrim shaderach sham, and this is a road that animals walk on. Harei habalim kvar misyash mehem. So it's considered that the owners were misyash umutarim, and therefore you could take those fruits. Av my perish edim mosim nefilosim. But if they're the type of fruit that don't get ruined by falling down, v'roiv ha'ovim sham hem yisrael, and most of the people who walk by there are yisraelim. Asurim yunal take that fruit because of a gezel. V'mehem shel yisoyimim katanim. And if these fruits belong to young yisoyimim, asurim b'cholinyan, then the halach is even stricter. Ketanim, when we have ketanim en ayish, when they are miyash or mechilu, if they forgive, all of that shlahem, whatever they've done, is klum. And because we just learned that ketanim don't have the halachic ability to forgive or to be miyash, we have to be particularly careful never to cause any pain or anguish to a cotton, because they don't have the ability to be meichel. Sifta zayin dina machusa dina. Some say that this halach that we have to follow government rule is a deraisa. Some suggest it's drabonin. However, the halach of dina machusa dina only applies when they treat everybody, Jews and non-Jews alike. But if there's a decree that is against Jews and not against the Nochrim, then the halacha is that we don't say dina malchus dina. But if there's a rule that applies to foreigners, the foreigners are treated different than local citizens, then there is a din of dina malchus dina. And as the Tana teaches us, have mispala b'shloim b'shel malchus, we have to not only respect the law of the land, but we have to make daven and hope that the government should remain strong and correct. Because as we know, shlomali mar shel malchus, if there wasn't a government, it was the anarchy, ishes chereyu chayim below, we could not continue to exist. Simekup pei gimel, hilchus niske momen. The Chazal teach us that when it comes to ben odom l'chaveroi, issues that apply between people, there's a very serious issue. And even Yom Kippur is not mechaper averus ben odom l'chaveroi, and yisurim, suffering, or Misa are not mechaper. And therefore, when somebody does something against somebody else, it's not only considered that he did an avera ben adam lechaveroi, it's also considered like he did an avera ben adam lemakim. And therefore, one should be most careful when it comes to such subjects. People have a tendency in these types of situations to rationalize. And people in general are most familiar with Eir Chaim, somewhat with Choshim Mishpat, but when it comes to somewhat with Yerideya, but when it comes to subjects in Choshim Mishpat, there's much less familiarity. And a person has to be most careful in these halachas. And therefore, says the Ketz Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, also lazik manam chaveroi, you're not allowed to cause damage to somebody else's property, afilo adas l'shalim, even if it's your intention to pay back for the loss. Just like we learned, we're not allowed to steal amnas adas l'shal with the intention to pay back. And many poskim say that doing this is an iser deraisa. V'filim ligrim nezik l'chaveroi, even to cause loss to somebody else. By doing something, by saying something, osur. K'goyim, Reuven shemach ha'soyv alayv k'chavim. If Reuven is selling merchandise to a Nokri, and now Shimon tells the Nokri that it's not worth what he's charging you, even though what Shimon's saying is the truth, usher, if somebody causes damage to someone else, even if Bezdin can't extract that money, he still has to think about what he did until he gets his friend to be meichel him. The loch is that odom mu'ud l'olam, a person is always responsible for his action. But if the person who did damage is a cotton, he's potter even when he becomes an adult. However, the dos suggest that once he becomes an adult and he has the ability to return or pay back for damage that he did, he should. If somebody ruined somebody else's esrig and it was an expensive esrig, he can't just return an esrog that's a kosher esrog. He has to return an esrog that, or give back the value of the esrog that he ruined. And that's the halacha by all objects that it was stolen. This halacha that you're not allowed to even cause damage, normally when we speak about a groma, it's not osama deraisa. Many paiskim suggest that groma ben azakim, causing damage to someone else, is an iser deraisa. If you promise somebody else that you will purchase something from him, and then you back off from buying it, and that caused that somebody else should suffer a loss because he was assuming that I'm going to buy it and he didn't sell it when he could have to somebody else, even though it's wrong, that you can't force me to pay for that damage. Sebeis, afilu mishabar eiz nezek alav. If somebody was damaged, also l'sakim alav, and now he wants to get that off him, but by getting it off him, it will cause damage to somebody else. Im al yidei ze yigrim shiyova el chaveri, if by doing this he will cause damage to someone else, he may not do so. Kios l'atzl atzmai, you're not allowed to save yourself. Afilu begram nezek mamon chaveri, even through groma that will cause somebody else damage. And if you do so, you're going to be responsible to pay for the damage that you caused. And therefore, Aval Kodim Shabbat Nezek Olav, but let's say you did this before the damage occurred, Mutchel Tchoysoy, then you could do something to cause Shloyova Olav, that the damage shouldn't happen to you, even though by doing what you're doing, someone else will be damaged. If there's a flood that's going to flood your property, so actually, till the water reached your property, you could put up a fence, even though because you put up this fence, he should have to stay chaveroi, it's going to flood somebody else's property. Once the water has entered your property, you're not allowed to divert it. The Indian should tegil stay chaveroi, that it should enter somebody else's property. Kivin shenezek mutalov, once you're already being damaged, ainay rishoy l'salka emalov, you can't do anything to divert it from you, latil al chaveroi. And therefore, if the government, for example, wants to demolish two or three homes, if they already decided that your home is going to be from the homes that are being demolished, you're not allowed to do anything to get them to do it on somebody else's house. But if it wasn't yet decided, you could do what you can to save your property. If you have your child enter a store that has fragile items in it, and your child didn't watch your child, and because of that, your child did damage in the store, ma'alocha, me'ikradin, you're not obligated to pay for that damage, but the right thing is that you should pay for that. The right thing is that you should pay for the damage that you caused by not watching your child when he walked into the store. V'kein chay melech shebal ir, if the army came to the city, and in those days the way it worked was ubnei ir mechuyavim losis lachanya. It was the obligation of the people in the city to host the army. You're not allowed to give money to the general, to the captain, to the whoever, lepatroi, that he should let you off the hook, and he'll pay, and he'll take, and he'll bring it to somebody else's property. Ki deze yigrab nezuk yisrael acha. By doing this, you're causing damage to somebody else. V'chein b'chol shari inyoni misim. And when it comes to issues of taxes, also l'shtadl etzer et star l'patroi, you shouldn't try to get a tax exemption. Because by your doing, yachbar al-cherim will cause other people to have more of a burden. V'oisekein, if somebody does so, nikramoisem. But if the government on itself does it on their own, they give you an exemption, then the halacha is that it's okay. And of course, that if it, by you doing what you're doing, it won't cause any direct damage to anyone else, then you could do whatever you can to persuade the authorities to give you an exemption.